Did you know that studies nearly suggest 70% of children aged 10 to 13 years experience low self-esteem? Oh my goodness, it is significant. And that is affecting our children's well-being. The problem is, many children today face immense pressure from societal expectation, academic demands, and ever-present influence of social media. These factors contribute to decline in self-esteem and resilience, leaving children vulnerable to stress, anxiety, and self-doubt. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's podcast of Raising Confident Kids, Building Self-Esteem and Resilience. I am your host, Swati Gupta, a parenting coach and expert dedicated to empowering parents to raise confident and resilient children. In this podcast, we are going to discover practical strategies to tackle these challenges and nurture our child's confidence and resilience. So now, let's begin with a story. A young boy named Aditya was very good as a painter, as well as he was an awesome writer. But what went wrong? What was bothering? So despite of the talents, he used to fail and often doubted himself. He struggled to believe in his own abilities, leading to frustration and setbacks in various aspects of life. However, with the guidance of his parents and implementing effective strategies, Aditya's journey turned into a positive turn. Now, here are some steps which he took, and I so want to tell you so that you can use these steps for your child as well. Number one, fostering open communication. Aditya's parents created a safe space for them to express Aditya's thoughts and feelings without judgment. Let me give you a small example in this. Child is agitated, irritated, annoyed, and we pass a comment on "beta aap to aise hi rehte ho." So what is happening? He's not able to express himself. So it's very important that open communication should be without any judgment, without any perception, without any negative thought about the child, so that the child can feel, these are my parents, this is my safe zone, and I can say anything to my parents. Very, very important. Number two is encouraging growth mindset. They taught Aditya the power of growth mindset, emphasizing that mistakes are opportunities for learning and growth. So when you have this growth mindset and you know the mistakes are something which every child will do, because we have done it when we were little. Mistakes are stepping stone to success. That is a truth, that's a fact, and we learn through mistakes. If we don't do mistakes, we will not learn anything practically. Number three, celebrating progress. So instead of solely focusing on achievements, obviously we all focus on achievement, but it is important to actually focus on progress. What is the progress the child is making? The process behind the achievement. They celebrated Aditya's efforts and progress, and not just the achievement, instilling the sense of pride and accomplishment. So you need to follow the same. Celebrate process, progress. Be there. Celebrate that small little win, that small little enjoyment. Oh, I'm so glad you really have worked hard towards it. I'm so glad this time you have really, I've seen a lot of difference. I've seen you working harder. Number four, setting realistic goals. Together, they set achievable goals tailored to Aditya's abilities, fostering a sense of competence and motivation. So beautifully said, together. Together we can make a difference. Together we should work on realistic goals. Setting goals is not important, believe you me, until and unless it's realistic. Now, once you have realistic goals and the child, as well as you know that it is achievable, only then the child is able to achieve it. If in the starting, I know it is not achievable, do what may, I will not be able to do anything about it. Because from the starting, I know, bhai, ye to mujhse hoga hi nahi, I can't do it. So set realistic goals. And finally, practicing self-compassion. Aditya's parents taught him to be kind to himself, recognizing that it's okay to make mistakes and that self-compassion is essential for resilience. Be soft to yourself. Affirm good things about yourself. I am mindful. I am strong. I am amazing. I am kind. I am thoughtful. I am patient. Follow these affirmations so that it is in your system and you are compassionate about yourself. These steps combined with consistent support and encouragement transformed Aditya's outlook on life. He grew into a confident and resilient young individual, equipped to face challenges with courage and determination. Now, let's dive into the main contents of this podcast. You will discover actionable strategies to nurture your child's confidence and resilience, including fostering a supportive environment, teaching a positive self-talk, and modeling resilience in your own behavior. I love this by saying modeling resilience. Why? Because I do it with my kids. If I am struggling in something, I don't shy away in sharing it with my child because I know when I tell them that I struggle, they feel connected. They feel, oh, anybody can struggle if my mother can. If I say I have a life seminar and I'm nervous about it, but I know I'm prepared, so I know I can do well. What do you think, Ashwika? She would always hug me and say, I know, Mama, you can do it. I know you're well prepared. I know you can do it. I will listen to your life webinar. And that makes me feel so confident and nice. And that is what we are modeling to our own children. That challenges, we all will face challenges. We are humans. We will face challenges. But how to come back with it? How to fight back? How to be resilient? How to actually come out of that challenge and come out with a bang? Yeah, that is what is more important. So as we near to the end of today's podcast, I urge you to take action, implement these strategies in your parenting journey, and watch your child thrive. Together, we can generate a bunch of confident, resilient individuals ready to conquer the life challenges. And I am with you in this journey, holding your hand, helping you wherever I can. So if you found this podcast insightful, be sure to subscribe for more such valuable tips on parenting. And remember, you have the power to shape your child's future. Let's make it a bright and resilient one. Always remember, you are the one. You parents are the lucky one, and your children are the lucky children to have you as parents. Because if you are listening to this podcast, that means you really want to make a difference in your child's life. And I really appreciate you for that. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm sure your children will be proud of you as well. So having said that, enjoy parenting, happy parenting, enjoy with your kids, and cheers to joyful parenting. Love you, take care, and bless you and your family.